Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm joined by my co-host Lakith Peters here in our studios at www.goforgold.lk, as our main feature is the school's rugby games. Seven of those games were played yesterday in the Rugby League, the Dialogue Rugby League, and the news is that Royal College have qualified for the Cup segment despite the pressure that they had coming in as underdogs. They've beaten St. Thomas's College by 29 points to 24 after leading 19-5 at the breather, and also have retained the Michael Gunaratne Trophy, and it has been lying in Reed Avenue for the last 10 years. The Thomians came in as favourites. They also had the advantage because Royal lost a player with a red card mitigation. Royal had only 14 players in the park, and the Thomians got everything wrong. In fact, they were very unlucky, I thought, as far as the defeat was concerned, but that's how the game goes. So Royal have qualified for the Cup segment, beating arch rivals St. Thomas's by 29 points to 24, leading 19-5 at the breather. The Royalists scored 5 tries, 2 conversions, Thomians 4 tries, 2 conversions. Zaira College have beaten Thurston College by 36 points to 28 and have qualified for the Cup segment as well after leading by a small margin of 22 points to 21. Zaira 6 tries, 3 conversions in their home ground, while Thurston 4 tries, 4 conversions. Talking to the chairman of the rugby committee over Zaira College, Ofer Johar, he was overawed. He was completely overawed by the performance of his team, because he said that it's a young side and they have come out with a sterling performance to qualify and to play against the big boys. Those are the very words he used. He says it'll be a challenge. We've got to take game by game, especially in the cup segment, playing against teams like Trinity, Isipathana, Wesley, St. Peter's, and even Royal. But he said at the end of the day, his team have qualified for the Cup segment, you know, beating some of the favourites who could have gone up there. So absolutely overawed by the way that his boys had performed, quote unquote. St. Peter's College and Wesley played at Bumblepetia. Both teams had qualified for the Cup final, Cup segment before they came into this game. St. Peter's were led by 8 points to 5, where Wesley really dominated them in the first half. And come the second half, the Petrites were ultimately playing at the back end of the game with only 13 players in the park, because two of the boys were in the shed with red and yellow cards. And the Petrites ultimately pulled the rabbit out of the hat. They beat Wesley by 17 points to 12. St. Peter's 3 tries, 1 conversion. Wesley 2 tries, 1 penalty. So sad as far as Wesley is concerned. One would have thought that they could have got the better of the Petrites in their own den. But end result is St. Peter's 17, Wesley College comes second best with 13 points. Let's go down to the CRNFC, where St. Joseph's had a field day against Prince of Wales as anticipated. St. Joseph's led 21 points to 3, no score at the breather, and full-time scores read St. Joseph's 41, Prince of Wales 10 points. St. Joseph's 7 tries, 3 conversions, and Prince of Wales came up with 1 try, 1 conversion and a penalty all in the second half. Right, so then let's have a look at it immediately. Royal go into the Cup segment, so does Zaira into the Cup segment. St. Peter's are in the Cup segment and Wesley are in the Cup segment so far. And of course, Trinity and Isipathana have already qualified for the Cup segment. I'll give you those details at the end of my read here. Right, then St. Anthony's College were given a shocker yesterday at the Trinity College Stadium in Palakkale. They were beaten by Sri Sumangala 33 points to 24 after leading 17-0 at the breather. So what's going wrong with St. Anthony's rugby they need to address it. After leading 17 points, they gave away 33 points in the second half, where Sri Sumangala showed their class. 5 tries, 4 conversions, the winners. Fantastic rugby they played while St. Anthony's College. 4 tries, 2 conversions. Now then, both teams obviously go into the plate segment, joining St. Joseph's College and St. Thomas's College. But end of the day, Sri Sumangala seems to be a well-oiled team from Kandy. Right, another college beat Mahanama yesterday comprehensively by 31 points to 14, having a field day, leading by 12 points to 7 at the breather. Ananda 5 tries, 3 conversions, while Mahanama 2 tries, 2 conversions. And the last game coming up, which came up yesterday, was between TSN and Aika and Lumbini. TSN and Aika got the better of their opponents, Lumbini, by 24 points to 14 after leading 19-7 at the breather. DS 4 tries, 2 conversions, while Lumbini 3 tries, 2 conversions. Quite a close game, actually. Right, but the game that's coming up today is the blockbuster. It is Trinity versus Isipathana. Who will win? Your guess is good as mine. It'll be played at Havelock Park. Want to take this opportunity over requesting all rugby lovers to go and watch this game, because you're going to see flashy open rugby. And also, let's not forget that Science College will be playing against Kingswood College. Now, before I go into cricket news, let me officially state that the teams that have qualified so far in the Cup segment are Trinity College versus Isipathana, St. Peter's, Wesley, Zaira, Royal. So Trinity, Isipathana, St. Peter's, Wesley, Zaira and Royal have qualified for the Cup segment. And the game that's coming up between Trinity and Isipathana will then give the indication of the table toppers in Group 1 of this competition. And so far, a plate segment, St. Joseph's, St. Thomas's, Sri Sumangala, St. Anthony's College, Katukastota and Ananda have slipped into the plate section. More of the rankings of all this to follow during the course of the week, because remember, we've just concluded or almost concluding week 5 in the Schools Dialogue Rugby League, and there will be a rest after the 2 games to be played today. That's the prestigious game between Trinity and Isipathana. And after the 2 games today, that's Trinity, Isipathana, Science versus Kingswood, will have a 1 week break. So I hope I've given you all the information you need to know about Schools Rugby, which has been very interesting. Right, meanwhile, Punjab Kings have beaten Lucknow Super Giants in the Tata IPL, the vital game, where Punjab Kings have now moved to 4th position, but they still have a challenge, because if Rajasthan Royals beat Mumbai Indians today at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, PBKS will not be qualified to play in the playoffs. But let's take a look at the scores now. LSC batting first made 196 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs. Josh English made 72. Rishabh Pant, a good 26. Badani made 43. And Abdul Samad, 37. For Punjab Kings, it was Marco Jansen among the wickets. 2 wickets for 33. And of course, Chahal, the leg spinner, 2 for 25. PBKS got to the target 200 for 3 in 18 overs with 2 overs to spare, having a field day. Shayaz Iyer, the captain, came up with a sterling performance. 101 in 51 deliveries, 11 boundaries for 5 massive sixes. And Prabhasan Singh, the opener, made 69. None of the bowlers were impressive, except the fact that Mohammad Shami, remember? The fast bowler, or the seamer as they tag him, took 2 for 45. Interesting, isn't it? Now, if in case Rajasthan Royals, who are controlled or managed by Kumar Sangakkara, get the better of Mumbai Indians, they will go into the playoffs. As far as Calcutta Knight Riders are concerned, they are playing this evening as well. They got a challenge. They're playing against the Delhi Capitals, and they'll need a massive win by 77 runs if they are to qualify. Terrible equation, isn't it, as far as KKR are concerned? So we'll keep our eyes focused and give you more of the latest on our podcast tomorrow about the Tata IPL and the final teams that are selected for the playoffs. Well, before I wind up, I would like to make an announcement that the interim committee headed by Iran Vikramratne have made a few pertinent statements. Siddharth Vettamuni, we all know who he is. He's called Lord Sid, honestly. He was telling the media that Gary Kirsten and the committee has had a chat, and they are very, very happy with the talent that the national team has, but they are a little bit concerned about discipline and focus. That's the area that they are going to concentrate on. And he's also concerned about school cricket. He said the school cricket standards have taken a dip. He said that they need to improve the coaching standards in school cricket, also ensure that the outstation schools have better wickets to play on. He also is very concerned. He said we need to put a lot of things right in the umpiring department and the match referee department. We'll keep you posted here on www.goforgold on more of the statement made by Siddharth Vettamuni. Thank you for being in our company. It was a real pleasure. But today, look forward to that premier rugby game between Trinity and Isipathana. Brian Thomas signing off with Lakhit Peris, wishing all of you a blessed Sunday. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.